Hello, everyone. Rachel's going to introduce the podcast now.
Yes, this is Awkward Somethings Podcast, where we talk about stuff and things, mostly supernatural and Walker. No Walker this week, because there was not a new episode.
When you started out, it sounded sort of like you were leaving a voicemail. You know that tone that you have in your voice when you're leaving a voicemail?
No.
Yes, hello, this is Rachel. And I am recording a podcast. If you could call me back. This is Rachel's actual number, everybody. Let me read it out.
No! No one's going to call me. Let's be real.
People might call you. We have listeners. Oh, we have listener.
Yes, we do.
So...
I thought you were going to say it sounded funny because I have my retainer in.
Why do you have your retainer in when you're going to be talking?
I put it in, man. It's what I do at night.
Okay, well, Rachel might sound weirder than normal this week.
It's not the first time I've worn it while we do this.
Oh, maybe that's why you sound weird sometimes. Okay, well, this podcast is, like, super late in multiple ways. First of all, it's 10 p.m. And second of all, I've been super inconsistent about when I'm posting these podcasts. So I apologize, for that, people.
It's okay. I think you're the only one that notices.
Kalinda is who I'm apologizing to, not you.
I think Kalinda's okay.
Okay.
If Walker can take a hiatus every 2 weeks, so can
that we. Is true.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait for more Walker to get irrationally angry at.
You do get really angry at it. It's quite entertaining.
I mean, the last episode just made me so mad.
I know that. I wonder if you watched it, I don't know, because you're already in a bad mood.
Yeah, I was in a bad mood.
If you watched it and you weren't in a bad mood, I think you would still have the same issues with it, but they wouldn't make you quite as angry.
I don't know. I've been in kind of perpetually a bad mood for the last, like, week, so.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, fun stuff. Let's talk about, we're only talking about Supernatural today, because we need to keep it brief.
Also, there was no Walker.
Also, there's no Walker, and we didn't watch anything else. Though, there was something that was advertised on the CW app that I thought we should watch. Can't remember now that I'm trying to actually say it on the podcast. But there was some new CW show that looked good.
Oh, yeah. If the pilot's still up. We
could
watch it.
Let's see. Oh, it was Nancy Drew that I wanted to watch. I think the pilot might.
Oh, yeah.
But it's season two, so yeah, maybe not the pilot.
Yeah. I watched most of season one.
Okay, I'll just jump in at season two if we want.
Like last year.
I've read those books. I'm pretty sure I can catch up.
This show's different.
No, it's got to be exactly the same.
So in CW, there are, I'm pretty sure, actual ghosts.
In Nancy Drew?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think I made it quite far enough for that. No, I did. Yeah, they were like actual spirits. It was weird.
What is with the CW and ghosts?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's their thing. That's what they do.
Does she still have her friend named George? She had this friend who was a girl named George, and I always liked that.
I think there's a George who's a girl.
Yeah, and she had like a convertible. Nancy Drew was rich, I think.
This one, I don't know how rich she is.
I don't know. I mean, it's been...
Her dad has a nice house.
It's been a decade or so since I read those books, so I might not be remembering them correctly.
So, how old was she in the books? Because she's an adult in this show.
I thought that she was like a 16-year-old, 17-year-old.
She's definitely college age in this show.
Hmm. Well, again, my memory is very limited on the Nancy Drew books. And also, I don't have, like, the best reading comprehension. I feel like even books I read yesterday, I'm not really sure what happened.
No, I don't think you're that far off, though. I'm pretty sure the show is very different from the books. I don't remember them very well either, but it's not the same.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I'm not a big believer in... And this might come as a surprise to you, Rachel, since I was a big believer in this when we were in high school and they were making Harry Potter movies. I no longer ascribe to the opinion that movies have to do justice to the books. Movies are like a different type of media, and the story should suit that type of media. That said, the Harry Potter adaptions are all still pretty bad.
So, I've been listening to the Harry Potter audiobooks again.
Yeah.
And then rewatching the movies. And I remember when the movies were coming out, I would go to see them with my friends.
Me?
Even though I... Yes, you and our other friends.
We never had any other friends. They were ghosts, yes, we did. Rachel. They were ghosts.
Oh my gosh. So we go see the movies, and I wasn't into the books at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just wasn't. But I'd go see the movies for fun. I was so confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time. And listening and re-watching, I know why I was confused. They go so fast. And they don't give a lot of detail.
No.
Like, they're easy enough to follow if you've read the book. But if you haven't, I'm not surprised at all that I was so lost.
No.
Like, especially, I remember the one where they meet Sirius.
Yeah.
And I was so confused, because there's this one guy who's a werewolf, and there's this other guy who's also a dog, but he's not a werewolf, but he's a dog. It's like, and I was having trouble telling them apart. I was like, wait, who's the dog? There's two of them? I don't get it. What?
I guess Sirius and Lupin kind of look the same in the movies. I remember being, like, disappointed with that casting, because I really wanted a guy from Babylon 5 to play Sirius Black. And they didn't take my casting opinion, apparently.
I liked who they cast as Lupin.
Yeah, I like that guy. That guy's the bad guy in Dragonheart, which is one of the greatest movies ever made.
But, yeah, I remember kind of, you know, going with you guys to watch the movies, and I really didn't get it. It was confusing. Maybe that's part of why I didn't get into the books, because I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And then when I was in college, after everything had been made, I finally read the books, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I started with The Prisoner of Azkaban, which was the,
What?
That was the third book. Well, I started the first time I listened to the audiobooks. By the way, are you listening to the Stephen Fry audiobooks or the Jim Dale?
I don't know.
Does he have a Whichever
British
accent?
Whichever one is on Hoopla. Yes.
I don't know. I love the Jim Dale version. I love the way that Jim Dale reads it. Nothing against Stephen Fry, obviously. But, yeah. Anyway, so the first time I listened to it, I ever encountered the books, I listened to the third one. And then I went back and read the other ones.
What?
But the audiobooks are really good. I love listening to the audiobooks. Sometimes when you can't sleep.
Yeah, no, the audiobooks are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of what I've been using it for. And then it takes months to get through, so I have to keep replaying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I fall asleep.
Well, that is hard when you, like, don't know the book. Sometimes I like to listen to audiobooks of books I've read before, like, multiple times. Like a Harry Potter book or, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Because I know the story so well that it doesn't matter if I, like, fall asleep.
Yeah.
But actually, like, I used to be a super Harry Potter nerd, where I had, like, lots of dumb, useless information memorized. But I don't know if I know that stuff anymore.
You were really into it.
I was so into
it. And I do remember you getting really mad at the movies. And I was sitting there like, what? I don't know what just happened. I don't know what you're talking about. What?
The movie I got mad at, by the way, is, I think, I haven't actually seen all of them. Maybe I have seen all of them. I don't know that I've seen the fourth movie. Anyway, the movie that I got mad at is the second one, which is got to be the worst. I don't remember it very well, but it's got to be the worst. Because they cut so much stuff out, but then they waste so much time in the Forbidden Forest with the spiders. And Ron is just, like, pathetic, which is such a shame because Rupert Grint is amazing. He's in that movie Wild Target. Remember that movie?
Oh my gosh, I love that
movie.
That
movie's so good.
Okay, I've been trying to remember the name of that movie, and I'm so glad you finally told me. Because now I can try to go find
It's
it.
such a good movie. It's one of those few movies that, like, I watched it for the first time, and then, like, the next day I was like, I'm watching that again.
It was so random and just very entertaining.
He is also, Rupert Grint is also in this Netflix show. It might be one of those, like, British shows that just Netflix pretends that they made, because they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's called Sick Note, and it's really good. It's really funny and crazy, and what's his face? Nick Frost is in it, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really good. You should watch that.
All right.
So, let's talk about Supernatural now. Unless...
Yes!
Was that... Did I derail your story about Harry Potter, or did you finish whatever nonsense you were talking?
I don't know. Who knows what we're talking about?
That's very true. So, we are at Season 2, Episode 5, Simon Says. And
yeah.
I remember the main character in this episode, the main guy that they meet. I remember his name as being Simon. And I think it's because that's what the episode is called. But I really...
Is it his name?
His name is Andy. But I really thought it was Simon.
I mean, that would have been cool.
Would have been a bit on the nose, but... Yeah. So, you want to tell us the main plot point of this here?
Yeah. So, Sam has... a vision. Alright, so we're back to that crap. Sam has a vision. And in his vision, this guy who seems really nice, you know, seems like it's kind of a small town vibe. Seems like he knows a lot.
Oh my god, he's so happy. He's just got this like jaunty little stepping down the street. It's so adorable.
It is. And like you like him, you know, you really like him. It seems like a lot of people like him.
Yeah.
And he gets a call on his cell phone.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, right? By the way, do you remember that movie, Phone Booth?
Okay. Yes? Maybe? I don't...
I have nothing to say about it, just there's a movie called
Phone Booth. Oh, the fact that cell phones make it really irrelevant? Is that what that movie was?
I really don't know where I was going with that. I thought of that movie.
Okay.
How it's kind of weird they made a whole movie.
I feel like...
In a phone booth.
I think it came out in 2002. So that was like, phone booths might still have been available in the wild.
I think they were. Yeah.
Oh, that's Colin Farrell in that movie? I thought it was like Josh Hartnett or something. Let's see, what's the synopsis of this movie? Let's see. Publicist Stuart Shepherd finds himself trapped in a phone booth, pinned down by an extortionist sniper rifle. This is not the movie I was thinking of. What movie was... I was thinking of the movie Cellular. Is that a movie?
I think it is.
Does that have Josh Hartnett?
Probably not.
Has Josh Hartnett ever been in a movie?
Nope.
Cellular. What's Cellular about? Oh, it's... Oh my god, it's Chris Evans.
Huh.
Oh. That's before he was... Chris Evans.
Oh.
Oh, I guess I didn't finish reading the synopsis to Phone Booth. Did you want to hear the rest of it?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not great.
I actually haven't seen it. I thought I saw it, but I didn't. Cellular is a film starring Chris Evans, Jason Statham, and Kim Basinger. William H. Macy is in it as well. Oh my god, this is such a long synopsis. I'm not going to read that. The Wikipedia... synopses are like way longer because they go like plot by plot, plot by point by plot point. But sometimes when I want to know like the contents of a scary movie, but I don't actually want to watch it, I just read the plot synopsis. A young man receives an emergency phone call on his cell phone from an older woman. The catch: the woman claims to have been kidnapped, and the kidnappers have targeted her husband and child next. Yeah, this is what I was thinking of. I don't know. I guess it's phone related.
Everyone's freaking out about phones, is the point.
So maybe, so this came out in like 2000, let's see, what year? 2004. So, I mean, he's talking on like a candy bar kind of phone. So, cellulars were new-ish.
By the way, phone booth isn't great. I did enjoy it. You know, if you're looking for something to do on a Friday night, watch something
Watch
else.
something with Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, watch Braveheart.
Seen that? He's not in
No,
that.
but no.
Oh, he's in like one of the worst movies ever, Pearl Harbor, but he's also in a really good movie, Lucky Number 11. So,
Did you see that
some
movie?
mixed. What?
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I've seen Pearl Harbor. It's dumb.
Why did you watch it?
Because I think it was at my grandma's house and she was like, "Let's watch this and remember the time when people died." But it's really, really bad. I think that was like the first movie that I watched that I realized that movies could be bad.
You know what's funny? When Blake and I visited his family recently, his grandma was watching what's that show, Outlander?
Oh my God,
And
that show
she
is
was like,
porn.
I know. So she was just watching it, and she's like, I really like Outlander. And we're like, oh.
Yeah, so I was at my boyfriend's mom's house and she was like, "Let's watch Outlander." And it was the most awkward experience of my life. It was so weird.
So fortunately, it wasn't, there weren't too many uncomfortable scenes. I think it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. This
But like, yeah, apparently she really likes that, which is, it's just funny to me because like my mom and like my grandma, I can't, no,
Oh
that wouldn't
my
happen.
stars.
That wouldn't happen. Wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. I mean, people really love that show. It must be good, but I just felt awkward.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
All right, Supernatural.
Supernatural. This is a Josh Hartnett podcast.
Well, it can be. We've changed our format before.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Supernatural. So the dude is walking down the street. We've gotten like 30 seconds into the episode.
All right, this happy dude's walking down the street, and he gets a call on his cell phone. And then after the call, he goes into this gun store.
Yep.
Is it only guns or is it other hunting stuff?
It kind of looked like a convenience store plus guns, which America, am I right? Probably exists.
He goes in and he asks this guy about some gun up on the wall, and he's like, all right, cool, what about the bullets? And the guy shows him the bullets. So dude starts loading up the gun.
So the guy at the counter knew him and they were like
Yeah.
friends and he was like, it's weird.
Yeah.
He thought it was funny that this doctor dude, we find out that he's a doctor, wanted to look at the gun.
And he did comment that. The guy was like, oh no, I hate these, as he's loading it up.
Yeah.
So something's wrong.
Yeah.
And the guy's freaking out, like, whoa, you can't load that in here, it's illegal. So apparently there are limits. All right. You have guns in a convenience store, but you can't load them. So yeah, he's like, that's illegal, don't do that. The guy's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all gonna be
Yeah.
okay. And you're like, no, this is not okay. And he's like, it's okay. And he shoots the guy, and then he shoots himself.
Yep.
He seems super calm about the whole thing.
Yeah, he shoots the guy and he's still saying it's okay, and then he shoots himself. And then it's a vision. Sam is splashing water on his face. How often do you splash water on your face?
Not often.
I feel like it happens way more in television than it ever does in
It
real life.
does. Also, in Walker, as Walker, he like did that thing a couple
Oh,
times where he filled up the
yeah.
sink, and I was like, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that from a sink I just filled onto my face. The sink isn't the cleanest place, you know?
Yeah.
It's where the dirty water goes off your hands. So, I thought that was kind of gross.
Yep. It is. But anyway, he's had a vision, and Dean walks in, and they go on to try and figure out where the vision occurred, because he didn't have any clues other than, like, the bus that he saw. So they need to figure out where this is going to happen.
So they go to the roadhouse for help, right?
Yeah, they go to the roadhouse for help, which Dean thinks is a bad idea because, you know, this is the first time that we mention the word freak and Sam in combination. I think Dean kind of forgets himself and says that, like, Sam's got some demon-y stuff going on and he's, like, a freak. And then he feels...
Whoa!
He feels a bit bad about it, probably. But maybe it's a bad idea to bring this stuff up around Hunters, which is probably smart, because Gordon does end up taking that view.
Yep, trying to hunt Sam.
But now they're really starting to rely, I guess, on the roadhouse a little bit more.
Yep. So, it's, I guess, Ellen starts asking them about what they're looking for, and Dean doesn't really want to give a whole lot of details, because he's trying to protect Sam, but Sam is kind of all for it, you know?
Well, do they go talk to Ash first, or do they talk to Ellen?
I think they talk to Ash for like a hot minute, then they talk to Ellen.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, they don't really know what is going on, it seems like it's connected to the demon. But then Sam does think to ask if there was any, like, women who died like his mom died in that town when they track down the bus. They track down the bus, and then they look for a woman who died in a nursery fire.
Yeah.
So there seems to be, like, really inconsistent periods of time between Sam's visions and people dying.
There really is, isn't there? Because it took them, you know, seems like at least a day or two to find this guy.
Yeah. And then he...
And then the next time Sam has a vision, it's, like, happening pretty much right then.
Yeah. That is strange. I don't know. It's all for narrative benefit, which is lovely.
Yes.
So they know where to go. They're going to go try and stop this guy from getting killed. And they also have the name of Andy, I think, to look up.
Yeah. And I think the first thing they do... Oh, there was a fun moment at the roadhouse where Joe puts this song on the jukebox.
Yeah.
And Dean was giving her a hard time for it. But then as soon as he and Sam hit the road, he starts singing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good song. I like that song. I don't know if it's dumb, but yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, Dean thought it was dumb, but then he was singing it, so, you know, you might be onto something. And then Sam's giving him weird luck, and it was just kind of fun little moment.
Yeah, the next two episodes, we get to see a bit of the Dean-Joe kind of relationship. And I know, I remember it being, like, somewhat romantic, like, seemed like they were kind of heading in that direction for romance, but also rewatching it, it doesn't really feel like that. And we've already talked about that kind of before, and we'll talk about it definitely in the next episode, because that's the one where they actually go on a hunt with Joe.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so Dean is singing the song. I did like that moment too.
So, yeah, when they get to the town, I think one of the first places they go is this diner, right?
So they have, like, an old work address for this guy. And the guy that they're looking up has, like, debts all over the town. But he seems to, like, be getting away with not paying any bills for some reason. And then he doesn't work, but they know where he used to work.
Yeah.
So they go there and they interview, like... I get it seems like she's the manager. I don't remember what her name is. I never remember the names of the women. I'm such a terrible person.
I don't remember her name. Yeah, what's up with you forget the women?
Women don't matter as much, you know?
Yeah, it is true.
We are joking. We're joking.
There's also this weird guy there. And when they mention Andy, he's like, oh, Andy? Yeah, he's great.
He's amazing.
I love him. We all love him. Oh my gosh. And he just seems kind of like a weird, you know, person. overly excited about Andy, and then you don't think about it much after that.
Yeah, so I guess it might be Tracy? Does that sound right?
Tracy, yeah.
Is that the girl? Doesn't look like the same girl when I'm looking at.
I think that's there.
Okay. Anyway, she was like close to Andy at some point and then they drifted apart. But she gives them information about where they can find him. He lives in a van with a polar bear and a barbarian painted on it.
That van, man.
It's a pretty cool van.
So Sam and Dean find his van, and then they see him just, strolling around. They see him walk up to the sky and talk to the sky, and then the guy just gives him his coffee, which is a little weird, but whatever.
Would
He's
you,
walking
Rachel, I
around
just
him.
want to, sorry, interrupt and ask you,
Yeah.
being the germphobe that you are, if you had the powers to make people give you their coffee, would you take someone's?
Definitely not. That's nasty. I mean, if anything, you could just ask them to go buy you one.
Yeah, that's true.
But, this was convenient. I think that was the point. You just bumped into this guy on the street.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's gonna be a hard no. What the heck? Yeah. So they see that. It's kind of weird. I think Sam sees the super happy guy that he knows is gonna shoot the guy in the shop, so he goes to follow him,
Yeah.
while Dean tails this other guy in the Impala.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, before they split up and before they see Andy, I think they look in his van.
I think they do that after.
Is it after?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it might be after. Okay. Well, anyway, when they look in his van, it's like, what kind of music would you say plays?
Oh, actually, I can't think
It's
of it now because.
kind of like 70s, kind of, I think it's the same style that played when they took that minute to look at that hotel room a few times back.
Oh, I forgot about that minute. That minute was a joy. Yeah, and this, he's got like a disco ball in there and like bead curtains and stuff. It's
Yes.
very groovy.
And Dean is into it. He's like, man, I like this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dean's an Andy fan also.
Which is surprising because what happens when Dean follows Andy is that Andy comes up to Dean's car and he's like, "Give me your car." And Dean's like, "Sure." So he gets out of the car and he's so like cheerful about it too. He's like, "Okay,
Was so
there you
happy
go."
about it, and it like without missing a beat, man. Dude's like, this is a great car. And he was like, yeah, it sure is. And he's like, can I have it? And he's like, sure.
And you
Yep.
would think
Yep.
that like Dean would be like messing with baby would be the thing that pisses Dean off and he would like be totally against the guy. But he's a big fan.
Maybe it's part of Andy's mind control that, once you meet him,
Yeah.
you just like him.
You just like him, maybe.
I mean, I liked him. I thought he was, fun.
So, Andy, since we don't have to talk about things totally in order, Andy's not the bad guy. Spoiler alert. And really, if you think about all the things that Andy does with his powers, it's pretty much victimless crimes. He took that guy's coffee, and I think he took Dean's car because Dean was following him. And
Yeah.
he's cheating over the credit card companies, but I mean, But he never
They
uses
could
his
take it.
powers like against people. He never used it with his waitress girlfriend or manager, whatever her position is in that restaurant.
Yeah, they're pretty much, like you said, victimless crimes. They're harmless. They're just, to help him, I guess, live his life.
Yeah.
He just does what he needs to do to get by, I guess.
And also he
Seems like
lives in
he's
a
not.
van. Dean brings this up too. Like he has this
Yeah.
power, but he still like barely gets by.
Yeah. I mean, he's not living in the lap of luxury. He's not stealing money or whatever. He does what he needs to do to get by and leaves everything else alone. It's not necessarily right, but
Yeah.
no one's getting hurt, I guess.
Yeah, he's more of like a rogue. What would you call it? Like a just a.
He's a bum.
Well, yeah, he's a bum, but he's also just sort of like, oh, what's
He's a free spirit.
Yeah, what's the word I'm trying to think of? This happens, like, to me a lot.
Yeah, me too.
We're getting old.
Hope it's not a sign of anything bad.
We're just getting old. Anyway, he's just sort of this not good guy, but not a terrible guy either.
But he's very likable.
He's very likable. Oh, I wish I was
so
young.
So Sam follows the happy guy to the gun store, and he like goes inside and pulls the fire alarm, and the happy guy hears the alarm and doesn't go to the gun store. So we're like, yay, Sam saved the day. But then the guy steps in front of us, so.
Yeah. Yeah, puckish. Puckish is kind of the good word for that.
Puckish.
Playful, especially in a mischievous way. That's the word I was thinking of, I think.
Ooh, yeah. He's like the, oh no, I forget the word.
He's like Puck from Midsummer's Night
Dream. He's like Gabriel.
He is like Gabriel. Yeah, that's true. So anyway, our happy doctor does step in front of a bus, but in this scenario, Dean does manage to save the gun store guy's life, so.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very sad the doctor died,
yeah.
But, you know, the other guy didn't die, so, better than it would have been.
Yeah. Sam is beating himself up about it, though, because kind of the thing that Sam and Dean keep talking about throughout this whole episode is Sam is, like, getting concerned that there are other psychic kids out there, and they're all becoming, like, they're all, like, dangerous murderers, like Max was.
Yeah, Max was concerning.
Sam is obviously worried that he's a freak, and he's gonna go crazy.
Yeah. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, so Sam is, like, super upset by the guy dying.
Yeah.
And then he sees Andy driving Dean's car, and he says, "What?" So he calls Dean.
Yeah.
Or Dean calls him. They call each other.
Someone calls someone.
And Sam's like, "What the heck, man?" He's like, "I don't know. He asked, I gave. Whatever." So they meet up, and I guess they find Dean's car, don't they?
Yeah, he leaves the car out there, and with the keys in it. So again, victimless.
So it seems like he wasn't really stealing it. He just kind of, you know, it does seem like he wanted to stop Dean from tailing it.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I guess that's when they break in his van. They check it out, admire it, and then I guess Andy confronts them.
Yeah.
And then Sam confronts Andy.
Yeah.
And it turns out Sam is immune to Andy.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So Andy orders them to tell them what they're doing there. And Dean just, like, spills his guts about, like, they're tracking a demon and they're really scared. He's really scared and, like, you know.
Yeah. That was funny. He was like, "My brother and I kill demons. It's what we do." Yep. But Sam's immune. And they're kind of grilling Andy, especially Sam, because Sam thinks that he's a bad dude. And then Sam has a vision of a woman setting herself on fire at a gas station.
Okay, so let's talk about this woman. It is not a cold day, seemingly.
Oh, yeah.
Because of everyone else's attire. But she is wearing a long coat, gloves, like heavy-looking gloves, and clearly a wig. So if there was anyone about to set themselves on fire, it's that lady.
Oh my gosh. She was dressed oddly. I think it was weird.
Yeah. But she receives a call, right?
She receives a call and she says, "Yeah, I can do that." She like pours gasoline on herself and lights herself on fire.
Oh, I love the guy. It's like there's a mechanics attached to this gas station, and the guy comes out and he's like, "Lady, what are you doing? Hey, lady, stop that. Lady." He's just yelling lady at her. That's so
I mean, to be fair, what he saw was pretty startling. He probably couldn't think of any other
I know,
words.
But lady is so weird. It makes me feel like it's the 1930s when people are screaming, hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. She dies.
Yeah.
In Sam's vision.
She is
and
a ball of fire.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And Dean goes and tries to find her. And Sam stays with Andy because Sam is immune to Andy. So Sam can stay safely with Andy.
So, yeah. So like we mentioned before, Sam has that vision, like, while it's happening, pretty much. And then they see a fire truck go by. So Dean goes to follow the fire truck.
So now that, you know, they're with Andy when it happens, they're like, okay, he's not our guy.
Yeah.
It seems like he should be our guy. He's not our guy. What the heck?
Yeah. I think Sam still suspects him, but it's pretty impossible that it is Andy. So
yeah, that's true.
Then
Sam is not in Andy's court, man.
Yeah. Wait, Dean got in Andy's court.
Dean's in Andy's court.
Yeah.
Sam's not there.
That's a weird phrase. Where does that phrase come from? In your court? Is that like a basketball thing?
Is it in your court? Or is it in your corner? It's in your corner.
In your corner.
It's a boxing thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know what I meant.
Yeah. So like the ball is in your court is like it's your responsibility, but in your court. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
If this podcast has descended into two old women just like losing all threads of reality. Oh
my gosh.
We need to do some crossword puzzles or something, Rachel. We gotta keep these minds active.
We can do that. No, I think we're too far gone.
Yeah.
So we see a flash then of that weirdo guy who was really excited about Andy. Talking to Tracy, and he was like, hey, y'all used to be a thing, right? And it cuts out. You don't see anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like, uh-oh, maybe he's the bad guy.
I
guess what? He is.
I forgot it was him.
You just watched the episode.
No. I forgot. From when I saw this episode before, I forgot that it was that guy.
Man. We really do need to do some crosswords. This is bad.
I just finished watching this an hour ago. I do know now that he's the guy. So, okay. So Dean comes back from the fire and seems to know immediately that she put her kid up for adoption.
Didn't they go look at some records?
They go look at records after they find out that she put a kid up for adoption. So maybe Ash finds that for them?
Oh, yeah, maybe. So, yeah, they find out that that lady who's on fire put kids for adoption, and that the guy that jumped in front of the bus delivered them, right?
Yeah. So they don't know it's two kids at first. They think that Andy was put up for adoption, and they find out that he has a twin. They get into the records place, by the way, because Andy uses his powers.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. But yeah, Andy has a twin, and then they get the driver's license photo of the twin, and it's the guy from the restaurant.
Yeah. And then somehow they find the guy. Oh yeah, Sam has a vision.
Sam has a vision.
Of Tracy jumping off the bridge into the, would you call it a spillway?
It's like a dam. I don't think it's a bridge. Well, what do you call a roadway over a dam? That's still a bridge, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah.
I'd call
maybe
it a bridge.
Maybe spillway is the right word. I don't know.
Well, she's jumping off of something high, and she falls a long way. And that's what he sees in his vision.
It's interesting that she's crying and the other people were really calm.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. He even tells her at one point to stop crying, but then I guess she starts again.
Yeah, she does start again. He's super creepy. He's clearly using his powers for very evil stuff.
He kind of looks like Elijah Wood.
I guess. Kind of.
It just hit me. He kind of looks like him. His eyes, man.
Does he have big blue eyes? I don't remember his eyes.
I remember what color. They're kind of big, though. Or maybe I'm just remembering him as Elijah Wood. Just for casting. I don't know now.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of him. He doesn't have like huge eyes like Elijah Wood, but he has Elijah Wood-esque qualities.
I'm not totally crazy.
Well, you are totally crazy, but yeah.
Well, you are too. You can't remember this episode you watched 5 minutes ago.
Anyway, so they go to the dam to save the damsel. You get it?
Jamal, don't curse. We're on a cast.
We're on a cast?
Don't curse on the cast.
What?
You said the D word.
Oh, cast. You're using young people lingo. I didn't quite follow. I'm genuinely worried about us.
Oh man.
Oh,
Yep.
God. Anyway, damn, I get
Oh
it.
my
This one will
gosh.
be rated E for explicit.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh my stars. So they go to the place.
That holds back the water.
The bridge.
The bridge, sure.
And they find creepy dude with Tracy, and Dean's like, I'm gonna hang back and be the sniper so he can't mind control me.
Where did they get a sni- why have they never used the sniper before or again? Because that seems like it would be useful.
Good question. I don't know. I guess usually they're shooting at ghosts and stuff, and they don't really know where those are gonna pop up, right?
Yeah, but I imagine you could probably still snipe a ghost or snipe a vamp with some dead man's blood bullets. They kind of did that with, but they did it with like arrows that one time. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah, who knows? They're not, that's too good an idea. So, yeah. So Dean hangs back with the sniper rifle while Sam and Andy have a showdown with this guy. And Andy actually uses his mind control thing on Tracy
Yeah.
because the creepy dude makes Tracy start hitting at him with a stick and he tells her to stop.
And he does it, the creepy dude does it with just his eyes. He doesn't, because they like duct tape his mouth
Yeah,
and.
they think that's gonna stop him, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
And the creepy guy actually is talking to Dean, and he's talking Dean into shooting himself.
Yeah, but before that, the creepy guy is talking to his brother, and he's like, I killed those people because they,
Oh,
separated
yeah.
us, and I'm killing her because you like her, I guess, and we should be super bad guys together or something. I don't know what
I
his deal
think he
was.
just wants, I think he wants them to only have each other.
Yeah, it's a bit extreme.
It's crazy, man. It's wild. Like, what the heck?
Wild.
It's wild.
So then he sees Dean all the way over where Dean is, which is quite far, and he can mind control Dean from that far away. And he's like getting Dean to point the sniper rifle at himself. And I guess as soon as he dies, the like spell is broken and you don't do what he told you to do anymore. Because Andy shoots his brother in the back and kills him, and Dean apparently doesn't shoot himself in the head, so.
And Tracy does not jump off the
She
bridge.
does not. She's very close to the edge there. Why do they have that like jumping platform? They seem to have a specific platform for jumping off this dam.
They sure did.
Anyway, then we cut to like the next morning, and Andy is explaining to the cops that his brother shot himself in the back, and the cops all saw it.
Yeah. And Sam and Dean are having a powwow, and Sam's, still not really a fan of Andy's, like he's getting better at it.
And he's also like, he killed somebody.
Yeah. So he's making the argument that anyone can be a killer under the right circumstances.
Yeah.
And, Dean Dean's resistant to that idea because he doesn't want to think that Sam could be a threat.
Yeah.
Because his dad told him, apparently, that if Sam turns bad, Dean has to take him out.
And then he gave him a little smile. Still weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah. It's interesting also in both of these Psychic Kid episodes, they've sort of gotten away without killing the Psychic Kids themselves. So this time Andy kills Ansem, I think is his brother's name. And the last time Max killed himself. So Sam...
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, that's true. So they haven't had to kill a human yet.
Yeah, they don't have to take a position yet on what to do with these Psychic Kids and whether to treat them as, you know, as things to hunt or not. Which obviously they're going to be resistant to that. Especially Dean.
Yeah.
Is that...
That's about it,
what's
right?
The end of the episode. Well, did we say that Tracy, like, is afraid of Andy now, and now Andy's all alone? Which is... It's really kind of sad at the end of the episode.
It is sad.
They leave him, they like, they left Sabrina's aunt.
It is sad, because, you know, Dean was just trying to live his life. He wasn't really hurting anyone, and now his life's all hecked up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would ever be able to trust someone again once they use mind control powers on me.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable.
Yeah.
I don't blame her, but
yeah,
it sucks for him.
It does. It's sad. And then I remember vaguely what happens to him in future, and it's also not great.
Aww.
Aww, poor Andy.
Poor Andy.
Well, anywho, Rachel, first of all, before, I think we might, since this is kind of a shorter episode, I might actually read out some trivia.
Yeah!
And also bring back the somewhat regular segment, Joelle relates this to an X-Files episode.
Ah! Okay.
Because this is quite like an episode of the X-Files, the Pusher episode of the X-Files. Do you remember this one?
No.
Let's see if I looked up the synopsis, and then I think I lost it when I was looking up Josh Hartnett. So it's in season 3, and it's a really good episode. It's very tense. So it's this, like, murderer who has the power to just convince his victims to do whatever. And Mulder and Scully are chasing him. And it's really good. Anyway, check that out if you want to, people.
Yeah.
So, let's look up Supernatural trivia from IMDb.
From IMDb.
What?
What the heck?
They don't have... Okay, I found it. I found it again. IMDb didn't fail us.
Yes!
Alright, so trivia. Sam can be seen wearing a cast on his hand and wrist. Did you notice?
Yeah! Not this time, but I think the last time I watched this, I noticed because from the last episode, he hurt his hand!
Yeah, in the next episode... He's wearing the thing still. And I didn't notice it in this one, and then I noticed it in the next one. So, Sam can be seen wearing a cast on his hand slash wrist. Jared Padalecki injured his hand during a stunt in Bloodlust and began filming Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things before it was diagnosed as being broken. The injury was...
Oh, that's why!
Yeah. The injury was written in as an accident in the final... stunts of that episode in order to set up Sam for wearing a cast for the next few episodes. That's cool.
Oh, I was worried about that because, you know, they get beat to heck all the time and you never see them injured.
That is true. So I guess they had to because he actually did injure himself.
But they probably should, you know, have actually casted them just randomly anyway because They always get into scuffles.
Yeah. Those rascally Winchester boys. Anyway, the
Rascals.
license plate on Andy's van is another Star Wars Obi-Wan reference. It reads R U Obi One. Oh. R U Obi-Wan. Let's see. The big concrete dam is the Cleveland
Ah.
Dam, just north of Vancouver, BC, Canada. Other TV series and movies like Smallville and Dark Angel have used this location. The group playing Stonehenge is Spinal Tap, a fake group used to portray hard rockers in the mockumentary film This Is Spinal Tap. Okay. The birth and fake name used for Andy's twin brother, Ansem Weber Weems, is a play on the names of the characters Potsy Weber, played by Anson Williams, on Happy Days. What?
Woo!
Yep. Weird. Okay, that's about it for interesting trivia. Let's see. Body count is 3.
Yikes.
Yikes. Indeed. But no, wait. Who? Okay. Ansem dies. The doctor dies. Oh, and the
Woman.
lady wearing the wig and the fire suit dies.
Yep.
So let's rate this bad boy.
Yeah. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how scary?
No, Rachel. What are you talking about? 1 to 10. We don't use tens in this podcast. It's on a scale of 1 being not very scary to oh my stars being very scary. Did you forget?
No.
I think you did. Someone needs some
Wait.
luminosity.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is Oh My Stars 10 or is it 11?
It is oh my stars. It inhabits its own space.
Is there a 10 before it or
We
is there a 9 before it?
never decided, and I don't think that we should.
Well, I just don't know what it is anymore.
We have to leave it. It's a new number. It's oh my stars.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Where does it fall on the freaking number
It's
line?
not on the number line. It is beyond the number line.
No. There's a number line and it's gotta be on it somewhere.
Not on my stars. It exists in a different dimension.
Well, shoot.
Yep. So anyway, on oh my God. On this scale from 1 to oh my stars, where do you rate this episode, Rachel?
All right, so it's not scary.
Yes.
There are some tense moments,
Yes.
but I'm gonna give it like a 2.
Yeah, it's really not scary. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't have anything more to add, really. It's a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that was exciting. Let's do our next rating system.
All right, the next one is how good of an episode do we think it was? The lowest tier is a Phantom Traveler, the middle tier is a Skin, and the topmost amazing tier is the French Connection.
French
I'm giving
mistake. French mistake. The
mistake.
French Connection is a movie with Steve McQueen.
It's that too. Well, either way, it doesn't really matter this time because I'm giving it a skin.
Wait, Steve McQueen wasn't in The French Connection. It's Gene Hackman. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
There's some movie with Steve McQueen was in a movie. I'm willing to stake my reputation on that.
The French Bakery.
What? Oh, this episode has been unhinged. I'm so sorry, you guys. He was in Bullet. I think maybe I'm thinking of Bullet because there's car. I don't know. I don't know. Rachel, I don't know.
Either.
I think that this was a skin.
Yeah, it was a skin. I mean, I feel like it's a solid episode.
Yeah.
There's not really much else to say.
It's not as bad as I remember. I think I remember saying last time we did our podcast that I think that this is a boring episode, but I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would, because Andy is a really fun character. I like him.
Yeah, I mean, this episode has some fun moments.
It does. So. And Sam and Dean aren't, like, completely fighting with each other the whole time, and it's, the writing is, you know, the plotting is sort of well-paced, and it's interesting, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but it's not bad.
It's a skin.
It's a skin. All right, let me try and get back to reviews so that we can have the master of all reviews review this episode, finally and forever.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Oh, I can't find him. Where is he? Did he do it? Cups what if he didn't do it this culture. Week? That would be the saddest thing.
Cups and culture.
We gotta summon him. If you go into your bathroom mirror, oh turn around gosh. Three times and say cuts
no.
and culture.
No. No, we're not playing that game. No.
Do you want to...
Then, what if he came out the mirror and, like, hexed you so you say plotty all the time?
Oh, he probably would. He'd come out of the mirror and he'd list all your flaws and then he'd make you use words like plotty.
Oh my gosh.
So, do you want... to guess what he rated this.
A 10 out of 10.
Well, you were close. He rated it a 9 out of 10.
Woo!
So, the best Psychic Kids episode.
Huh. Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah. The show never did fully explore the notion of the psychic kids. He's said that before, and I still feel like we spent way too much time on the psychic kids. There is still the unexplained notion of other generations. Okay, that is a valid point. Besides Sam, that has been completely discarded by the later seasons. Okay, you gotta give him points for that. That is valid. Of the various episodes, singular, that is most focused on this storyline, this one is easily the best. Some of this is the way the twins reflect the two paths Sam could end up taking. Interesting. I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
Some of it is the injected comedy bits, Dean telling the truth. Injected comedy bits, i.e. Dean telling the truth.
Yes.
A lot of it...
It's hilarious when he tells the truth.
Oh, it's so good. A lot of it is that Andy is a great side character. Agree.
Yeah.
Fun and goofy while being innocent. Not totally innocent. Andy is a nice example of how the show refuses to treat all supernatural entities as evil. Huh. Alas, this episode suffers from being a setup with no real payoff.
Oh.
Okay. That's our Cubs and culture for today.
That's it.
That's all you get, everyone. Hope you're satisfied. Until
well,
next
I'm
time.
Not.
Well, you can go ahead and read his future reviews if you want. Read up ahead of time.
I will.
You won't.
I'm out.
Okay. Well, Rachel...
Yes.
It feels like it's only been a minute, but we've been talking for an hour, and I'm done talking to you.
Yeah, I've had with you too.
I'm gonna go watch the movie Cellular.
All right, have fun with that.
Sing us out, babe.
Oh, supernatural, you are so scary. Oh, my stars.
Good night, darling.
Midnight, sleep tight. Don't let them bed bugs bite.
That was beautiful.
Man, they should have done Supernatural on bed bugs.
What?
I know they're real things, but It might have been funny if they made them supernatural somehow.
I mean, bed bugs are one of the scariest things that can happen. You can't get rid of
nope.
those suckers.
No. Just got burn your house down.